Jars of Clay on a throwback Tuesday, WWIB. I don't know, they call it a throwback Thursday. I mean, do you have to, can we use the same adjective on a Tuesday, Jason Cairns, as we start the best 5 minutes of the day, throwback Tuesday?
Probably. My mind is already worrying as to what other words you could use in that spot. But
yeah,
at 5:45, I can't think of another one right away. So,
speaking of words, do you still play Wordle at the start of the day, or have you moved on from that?
Oh, yeah. I play 580 days in a row I've played.
So. It was a couple of days ago. I think it was Sunday I played, and I think I got it on the sixth try.
Nice.
Can't remember exactly the word, but...
Yeah, I think my current streak is 112 again.
Wow.
My best streak was 184 words in a row.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping to get back above that again, but we'll see.
We have not played Wibertle in a while where we come up with a five-letter word, but I just thought of one. I'm not going to say it, but anyhow.
Okay.
We haven't played in a while. Yeah, it's And they've got, like, I saw a new game, like the New York, it's called Connections or something like that. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that one yet. They have some good ones. You know, my friend Josh and I do Wordle every day, and we also do the New York Times mini crossword every day.
Okay.
Which is usually a 5x5 or 6x6 crossword.
Yeah.
And try to see who can figure it out the fastest. So,
yeah.
You know, they're both good.
There we go.
Not the Sunday. Not the New York Times Sunday.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think my sister's husband, one of his daughters, was able to. I think she does the New York Times crossword like every Sunday. So that's kind of, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you're on a higher intellectual plane. All right, we've got, before I get to Galatians 5 today, and let's see, we've got 22 and 23. We can tackle, those are great verses, fantastic verses.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got Hosea. We're working through Larry Crabb's wonderful book, 66 Love Letters. It took him 5 years to write, an imaginary conversation with God that invites you into his story, and he's got this great the story everyone needs to hear in the epilogue, and it's very rich, and it's each book of the Bible in a paragraph as if the Lord summed it up. Today is Hosea, and Hosea, I give you kind of the chapter description, and if I can find it, yeah, Hosea is love is deeper than hate, and so for that, we turn to the summary. Here we go. You will be most happy when you love most like me. When those who hate you treat you terribly, you will begin to understand how I love you. You hurt me deeply. I am not unaffected by your rejection, but I will not abandon you. I cannot. I love you.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a powerful book, right? I mean, that I think sometimes people stay out of the prophets because they're hard, but the beauty of the book of Hosea, I think Larry is touching on there, just this God's pursuit of people who reject him, and it's beautiful.
Again, exactly. I think I was thinking of that even just relationally yesterday. I felt like the Holy Spirit brought back to mind, like, you know, if somebody doesn't treat you the way that you wish. And then it's like, well, Mark, don't you quote Romans 5:8 almost every day? What does it say?
Yep.
It says that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. So shouldn't you go and love others? Regard, you know, loving people where they're at. That's the call, right, Jason? And that's what God did for us.
Yeah, it is for sure. It's a high and holy calling.
It is. All right, Galatians 5:22 and 23. What does it say?
Says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things.
Mm. And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those two verses this way: when you live in step with my Spirit, the fruit that grows within you is wholly different, sweeter, and more nourishing. You will grow in love for others. You will develop a peaceful spirit, showing patience and kindness toward others. Your words and behaviors will reflect a different morality rooted in other-centered goodness. You will believe that I am for you and with you. You will exude gentleness and humility. You will restrain yourself from being ruled by self-centered passions. There is no restriction on exhibiting these traits, so cultivate them in step with my Spirit. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I have spent a lot of time thinking about the fruit of the Spirit and have a little sign in our backyard, and just always good to come back to think about those, you know, and starting with love, right, and how all of those things flow out from love.
So we've got a catalog of thousands of songs, and I typed in the word fruit and came up with nothing. There was no song. So then I typed in spirit. Now we're talking. Now I've got some choices, but there is no.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe somebody in Nashville should write something, you know, the fruit of the spirits. There probably is one for, like, kids, right? Like, I think there is.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. In fact, I know I've sung some to my kids, and I'm not going to do it this morning.
Oh, all right. Maybe tomorrow. Thanks, Jason. There we go. All right. So, by request, Go Fish, Fruit of the Spirit.
Ready?
That is so good, but I think we could use that. I could use that a lot of mornings.
I guess we live in a day and age where we don't believe everything we see and hear, and maybe that's a good thing, but this surprised me, Halvo.
Mm-hmm.
Many Americans don't think that Maine is actually a state.
What do they think it is?
I don't know. It's according to a survey conducted by Best Life. The survey asked participants to identify which states were real and which were fake, and Maine was one of the states that a significant number of people thought was fake.
Yeah, I guess you don't hear a lot about it. This is despite the fact, remember, Wisconsin became a state in 1848. Maine's been a state since 1820.
But we still think that they're pulling one over on us.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not a state. So we found a few factoids about state of Maine, about the state of Maine, to help you realize that, yes, it is, in fact, one of the 50.
Yeah, for instance, Maine was the 23rd state to join the United States of America, March 15th, 1820.
Yes, Maine is also the only state in the U.S. that borders only one other state, and that state is
New Hampshire.
The remainder of Maine's borders are defined by Canada to the north and the Atlantic Ocean to the south and east. Other states either border multiple states or none at all, in the case of island states like Hawaii.
Maine has over 4,000 islands off its coast. I didn't know that. That is incredible.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Me either.
Wow, that's really cool. Maine's annual lobster yield is nearly 100 million pounds. That's a lot of lobster.
And Maine has 3,478 miles of coastline. Have you ever been to Maine?
I never have. I mean, I've been up that general direction, yeah, but never that far north, and it really makes me want to visit.
There was a family vacation, and it was the 70s, and so I'm just trying to rack my brain. My mom and sister had gone ahead early to visit some friends in Connecticut, so I think we've been, you know, kind of driven through Vermont. I know we've been in Massachusetts. I don't know if we made it to Maine either. Maine's all the way up there, right? So,
yeah. Well, I mean, and again, folks, don't worry. We are not part of the conspiracy.
Yeah.
Maine is actually a state.
Time for Tuesday Trivia.
Yes, indeed. 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call in and win today. Our prize is the brand new self-titled album from Miss Lauren Daigle, featuring Thank God I Do, her brand new one we're playing here at WWIB, These Are the Days, and many more. The brand new album from Lauren Daigle could be yours. 715-723-2555 if you can answer this question. Today, our Tuesday trivia query is, the average American household used to have 16 of these. The average American household used to have 16 of what? What could it be? 715-723-2555.
All right. Challenging. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB. And great Lauren Daigle prize. I've got some of her music waiting in the wings here. One more time, what's the question and the phone number?
The average American household used to have 16 of these. 16 of what? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. No penalty for wrong answers in Tuesday trivia, so give it a guess. You're always welcome to call back. 723-2555. The average American household used to have 16 of what?
We got our first caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, it's Greg from Augusta. How about settings of China?
Settings of China, that fine china that you might get for your wedding and then you'd keep in the hutch and you only bring it out for special occasions?
Yeah.
Not the fine china, but good thinking, Greg. Very good. Call back.
Thanks for batting leadoff at 723-2555, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Michelle from Eau Claire.
Hey, Michelle.
Is it air vents?
Air vents.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
See a lot of people on Facebook offering to clean those.
Yeah, right. We've got an old enough house where we still have some of those, but that's not it.
It's not air vents. Thank you, Michelle from Eau Claire. Call again, 723-2555. The average American household used to have 16 of these. 16 of what?
Good morning.
Good morning. How about electrical outlets?
Electrical outlets. And now you'd almost think we have more because we always need to be charging things.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's not it either.
Not electrical outlets. Thank you for the call. Try again.
All right, 0 for 3 so far here out of the gate this morning. The question again, Caleb?
The average American household used to have 16 of what?
Uh-huh.
It's not settings of China. It's not air vents. It's not electrical outlets. What could it be for this Lauren Daigle album? Her brand new self-titled sophomore release, it would be. 723-2555.
We'd love to get this answer because actually we're slated to talk to Carol Stewart from Wib Incorporated at around 8:15, so we'd have to bump it back to 8:45. 723-2555, last chance for a guest here on the Wib Wake Up Show, unless we'll bump it back one more hour. All right, somebody sneaking in here at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Greg from Augusta again. Right. How about oil lamps?
Oil lamps.
Oil lamps. Sure. Mm-hmm. Thinking old school. Yeah. Oil lamps.
Mm.
Not oil lamps. Thank you, Greg. The average American household used to have 16 of these. 16 of what?
We got another caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jamie from La Crosse.
Yeah.
Lamps?
Somebody just said that.
Someone just said lamps. Jamie, you can have another guest down there in the Cooley region. Yeah, I know. That's tracking along the same wavelength there.
Pillows.
Pillows.
Yeah.
That makes me think of that Johnny Diaz song.
I know, it does. Yeah, for sure.
Not
but that
pillows.
Is not it either.
Thank you, Jamie from La Crosse.
Thank you.
All right. There are a couple more trickling in. Hi, WWIB.
Hi.
What do you think?
Kitchen cabinets.
Kitchen cabinets. 16 kitchen cabinets. Is that what we're looking for?
Mm.
It's
not it?
No, it's not. Thank you for trying. The average American household used to have 16 of these. 16 of what? Good guesses, everyone.
Yeah, a lot of great guesses. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
How about radios?
Radios.
Oh, that's a fantastic guess because you used to have so many. You know, the basement, the garage. Not it.
Not radios. Thank you. 715-723-2555, trying to get you the new album from Lauren Daigle.
All right, Caleb, we are out of guesses right now, so we will come back to this in an hour. Okay?
All right, so again, we've got a special guest, Carol Stewart, coming in around 8:15, so hang tight, stay with us. Of course you're going to stay with us, right? Here on the Wake Up Show, and around 8:45, we'll give you another shot.
Speaking of, the many pillows, yes, Caleb and I both thinking of this song.
She's got nine fancy pillows on our bed.
Well, it is August Catch and Match Month. One time per year this happens. We're halfway through this special month, the one time per year where your tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated is matched. It's doubled, and we have Carol Stewart, the stewardship coordinator of WIB Inc., with us on the line this morning. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. How's it going this morning?
Great.
We're keeping busy, and I know you've been busy as well, too, because when we talk about this matching challenge of $37,050, that is an ongoing effort where a lot of times you are talking by phone, letters, in-person emails with lots of different folks who have created this fund with the express purpose of challenging our WIB listening family to double it or more during just one month.
That's right. And it's just not one person giving the amount, which so many of the catch and match, or I should say doubling, matching promotions are across the country. This one involved 27 different people. Mm-hmm. I made probably 36 calls multiple times to each one of those 36 people. And you get them and you don't get them. And then you have to reach them by snail mail or texting or whatever. And it's a privilege to talk to these people because to me, they minister to my heart. And that's our listeners, Caleb. Our listeners actually minister to us through their generous giving, through their just their many ways they've overcome a lot of places in their lives that have been stumbling blocks. One said to me, well, we're going in for cancer. Looking at a possibility that my husband has cancer, would you pray for us? Another one who is getting surgery for breast cancer. Another farmer who said, I think it'll be a good summer, but I don't know, but I'm going to give twice as much.
Wow.
I mean, it just pierces my heart, and God uses it so often to say, what are you doing, Carol? And that's what I'm asking the listeners to think about. What are you doing to give to the ministry? You know, so many of the nonprofits we raise money for take care of the physical, but WWIB Incorporated takes care of the soul, the spiritual life of men, women, and children through 20 programs. Just to name a few, Adventure and Odyssey, Gospel from the Countryside, A New Beginning with Greg Laurie, Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll, Moody Presents, Summit Life with J.D. Greer, 20 The Countdown Magazine, Unshackled, and I could go on to complete the 20 that are listed on our website, by the way. But these minister to our soul, and our music ministers to the soul, and we just thank the Lord for the privilege of asking the listeners during this campaign to give generously, and a lot of you have never given at all. And this is the one time, and I had somebody just recently give for their first time. It's going to be doubled automatically up to $37,050. So that's an amazing goal, and it completes over half a year of fundraising in kind of a quiet way. March Hope and Hoops is our noisy fundraiser, I call it. It's a lot of fun. And this is the one where you really get more bang for your buck. So, and it's our biggest fundraiser. So it gets us through the midpoint of the year so that we can meet the goal at the end to support and pay for these programs that don't pay for themselves.
And Carol, I mean, I guess certainly we're grateful for those 27 who collectively have sacrificially given so generously. I mean, more than 37. I don't know if we've ever had a number that big, but that's just part of the puzzle. I mean, the other part is the challenge to all the rest of us, north, south, east, and west, listening in, you know, southern Wisconsin, Florida, where have you, to go ahead and do what we can the rest of August catch and match.
That's right. And so that's our burden, if you may, to really prayerfully consider during this month to give generously, to give a one-time gift that will be doubled up to that amount. And so that's your challenge and your burden to pray for this ministry to keep these programs on the air. You're right, Mark. That's your job.
Yeah, so for all the rest of us, Caleb, final thought?
Absolutely, and again, I think this is just a time, Carol, as well, too, that a lot of times there is a little bit of a slump during the summer. People have so many things going on, and again, a lot of ministries see this where giving just isn't as strong, and God kind of has made a way through August Catch and Match to help kind of catch up, too, for where the ministry needs to be going into that stretch run of the year to make sure those budgetary needs are met, to make sure those programs are fully funded and taken care of. And so this is just a great opportunity in so many fashions to help the ministry finish the year strong. And so if folks have never given before, they haven't given yet this year, what a time to do it.
I'm going to give them a challenge. This started in 2008. And it was a single mother that came to me and she said, I got some unexpected money and I listen to WWIB all the time. It's really ministered to my wife, to my life and my son. And I want to give a large gift of $2,000. Could you grow that and come up with something that'll make it grow fast? And I said, well, you mean put it into a CD? She said, oh, no, something much faster. And that's when Catch and Match was born, coming up with the idea of trying to double her $2,000 plus other donors who chipped in. And that our first one was $10,000 with 15 listeners. So the heart of a single mom, just so generous to give away money that she could have obviously used for she and her son. And we thank God for her, and that's catapulted us to 2023 and this amount with 27 listeners who have created the larger fund at this time. So please prayerfully consider what you can do this month to help us end August and catapult us, like Caleb said, towards the halfway mark of meeting our $168,000 goal at the end of the year.
Terrific, Carol. And again, one of the musical gift offers this month, people can check those gift offers at wib.com, click on giving. But Mercy Me, we've heard from them this morning, but we're going to play another of those songs here. And as I think we ask for a suggested donation of 45 or more, but maybe since it's our 50th year that people maybe want to take it to 50 or higher, part of August Catch and Match. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Right. Just a reminder, it's tax deductible. We still get that tax deduction. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your help, guys, and thanks to everybody for supporting us.
Fantastic. Carol.
Hey, matching is catching. We talked with Carol Stewart from WIB Incorporated earlier in the hour. It's August Catch and Match. All of your gifts to WIB Incorporated this month through the 31st will be instantly matched by 27 generous donors who have already committed $37,050 to WIB Incorporated. So do what you can. Reach in and give as generously as possible to celebrate WWIB's 50 years this month.
And we actually had someone who was hearing us talking with Carol Stewart and said, you know what, I need to give a gift, and gave a gift in memory of her mom, and gave a gift of $100, which during this Catch and Match month becomes $200. Mm. So thank you so much for that generous gift from the Augusta area. And she said in memory of her mom, because she said it was the only station my mom would allow in the house. And she said that's what we were allowed to listen to. And she even shared, you know what, when we were kind of a little rebellious later on in our teenage years, we'd sneak away and listen to other things. But she said, you know what, that legacy that my mom started with us, we came back to the music, the messages of WWIB later on in life, and shared how grateful she was for the station being part of her life. And as we celebrate 50 years, we'd love to hear your stories as well. Thank you for your prayers and your gifts to the ministry during August Catch and Match Month.
Tuesday Trivia Part 2 on this Tuesday morning.
Yes, indeed. And we are looking for the answer to this question at 715-723-2555. We'll give it to you in a moment. But first, letting you know that the prize is Lauren Daigle's brand new self-titled album. That's what we're giving away to you if You can call us at 715-723-2555 and correctly give the answer to this. The average American household used to have 16 of these. 16 of what? The average American household used to have 16 of these. 16 of what? 715-723-2555 for that new album from Lauren Daigle. Incorrect answer so far, Havel. It is not place settings of China. It is not air vents, not electrical outlets, not oil lamps, not pillows, not kitchen cabinets, not radios. The average American household used to have 16 of what? 16 of these. 715-723-2555. If you'd like to take a guess, as long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call, and no penalty for wrong answers. You can keep on trying.
All right. No hints so far.
Not yet. Though we have had folks trying to ply the answer from us on Facebook saying, oh, I can't listen on later, and what is it? We said, you never know, because this may move on to Win It Wednesday if we don't get a correct guess right now.
Yeah, all right. We've got Lauren Daigle waiting to sing the newest song off that self-titled release, These Are the Days. We'll see if we get to her. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from this morning?
This is Deanne. I'm calling from Eau Claire.
Hi, Deanne. What's your guess?
Water bottles.
Water bottles.
Water bottles.
Water bottles. Is it water bottles, Deanne, from Eau Claire? Not water bottles. Thank you. Try again. We've heard from all over the place so far this morning, from La Crosse, from Eau Claire, from, I believe, Augusta, and looking forward to hearing from you, 723-2555.
I think even today, these days, I shudder to think how many we've had. You kind of gather water bottles, and then you kind of exit them out of the house. So,
by the way, bit of a non sequitur here, but not water bottles. If you forgot a Paw Patrol water bottle at one of our parking lot picnics, we still have it here. I think we have some Puma sandals as well, too.
They get left behind. All right, 723-2555. Any more guesses here before Focus on the Family in about 10 minutes?
The average American household used to have 16 of these. The average American household used to have 16 of what? 715-723-2555.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Roger from Eau Claire.
Hey, Roger.
Go ahead, Roger.
Hey, I think it's pillows.
You think it's pillows? That's already been guessed. So, Roger from Eau Claire, you can have a bonus guess. What do you think? Putting you on the spot.
We're going to have to go with that. I'm out.
You don't
know? That's it, guys.
All right,
thanks. Think about it. All right. You think about it and call us back if you get a chance. 723-2555. 715-723-2555. The average American household used to have 16 of these. Now, a couple people have guessed pillows. I'm curious, do we now have more pillows than we used to or less?
I don't know. Yeah. It depends.
Get one of those 20th anniversary My Pillows, by the way. $50 off. Get it for under $20 with promo code WWIB. The average American household used to have 16 of these. 16 of what? It's not place settings of China, not air vents, not electrical outlets, not oil lamps, not pillows, not kitchen cabinets, not radios, not water bottles. 16 of what?
Good morning. What's your guess?
CDs.
Yeah, that's a good guess. I was thinking like 8-track tapes or something, but that's not it.
Not CDs, and we'll just throw in it's not 8-track tapes either. Or cassette tapes.
All right.
Man, we used to have a whole rack of cassette tapes.
It was a lot more. Yeah, we had a lot more than that. Yeah, for sure. I've seen friends like downloading those digitally, and that can take a while.
Yeah, for sure. The average American household used to have 16 of these. 16 of what? As we give you a chance to win this new album from Lauren Daigle.
All right. I think we've got a similar caller calling back here. Good morning, WWIB.
How about VHS tapes?
VHS tapes. Is it VHS tapes?
No.
It's not. Again, we had a lot of those. I mean, they took up a lot of storage space, the cassette tapes and the VHS tapes, but brings back some great memories for me.
The digital has saved on that.